For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. With fall fast approaching, high school football is already underway, and in western North Carolina, there's no bigger rivalry than the one between two Haywood County high schools. On any given Friday in small town America, the latest news about the area's most important issues can be heard at the barbershop.
Oh, it'll never stop. I mean, as long as there's a Tuscola and Pisgah, it'll be here.
That's David Bryson, a barber at Doug's Barbershop in Clyde. He's talking about what some call one of the greatest high school football rivalries in the nation.
Oh, it's the Super Bowl of Haywood County.
Since the mid-60s, Haywood's been home to just two high schools, Tuscola in Waynesville and Pisgah in Canton. That spawned a generational rivalry, especially as graduates then move on into the local business and political spheres. Here's Canton native Zeb Smathers.
My father, Pat Smathers, played for the Pisgah Black Bears in 1972, wore number 80, won a state championship, and was mayor of Canton. I played for the Pisgah Black Bears in 2001, wore number 73, and now I am the mayor of Canton.
My name is Chuck Francis. I graduated from Tuscola High School in 1974, and I've been chairman of the Haywood County Board of Education for 16 years.
Each year, the two schools meet regularly in what's become a microcosm of American society today. The winner brings home the Haywood Cup, as well as something far more important.
I can tell you one thing, it's bragging rights for a year for one end of the county, whether it be east or west, it's the bragging rights.
As the game approached Friday, August 31st, those rights were at stake not only across the county, but also across some kitchen tables, like that of Stephanie Ferguson and her husband Tubby, married a year this past May.
I graduated from Tuscola in 2008.
And I graduated from Pisgah in 2008.
I know we joke about it, but it's all in good fun.
So all to say is Pisgah's won the last 5 years.
It's been tough getting up in the morning and, you know, the little comments in passing.
2 years ago, the game ball was delivered midfield by helicopter, this year by skydivers. 13,000 spectators made it the largest city in Haywood County, at least for the night. The rivalry is such a part of the day-to-day fiber of life that Canton's paper mill, its smokestacks within sight of the field, blows its steam whistle at kickoff. Country singers like Kyle Nathan Smith even write songs about the game.
Band's playing out the fight song. Crowd hears in the sing-along. White chalk on the fresh-cut grass. Milltown boys here to...
But it sounds a lot different in the locker room, where Tuscola coach J.T. Postel delivered a rousing pregame speech to his team, many of whom will take off their helmets for the last time after the game, win, lose, or draw.
It means a lot to everybody in here, and it means a lot to our community. And I'm tired. I am sick and tired of losing to them. Seniors, this is it. This is your last chance. Underclassmen, make sure they go out winners. Because that's what everybody in this room is. We are winners. God dang it, I love you. Let's kick back down.
Half a dozen media outlets, most of them visiting, saw the Bears take their sixth straight over the Mountaineers. They also saw one spectator walk with 20 grand after winning the 50-50. Pisgah's victory gave the Black Bears a 28-26 advantage in the series overall.
Even though we're divided on this one night, we will work together to get things accomplished for the betterment of all the citizens of Haywood County.
And there's nothing more small town America than that.
Shaking hands at the 50-yard line. Cheerleaders dancing, it's about game time.
For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.